In the name of God, of the entire humanity, whose kindness is profound, whose mercy is everlasting, one of the allegations against the Quran that has been made by the Jews and the Christians is that the Quran is the plagiarized version of Bible. It has been copied and it has reproduced what was there already in the earlier books. It really is a very superficial criticism that could only be made by somebody who has neither read the Bible properly nor the Quran. Because the Quran is most certainly God's book and the very final and last version of his testaments, his books that he has sent to the mankind. When God sends his books, of course, God speaks. And he would speak the same language, give the same message, will show within the text the same spirit as was found in the earlier books. So that if there are certain aspects of commonality, it is not a reason for one to believe that it is plagiarized. In fact, it's a reason for one to believe and to confirm that it indeed is also coming from the same source as the earlier books. Indeed, there are many cases within the Quran and the Bible where we find that there are stories and there are lessons and mentions which are common. But we also see that within the commonality, there are elements of differences as well. And those differences are important to be noted. If one was to make a comparison between what is mentioned in the Bible and what is mentioned in the Quran, one should see a little more closely than a mere superficial look at what those differences are. For example, we know that the story of Prophet Joseph has been mentioned in the Quran, and it has also been mentioned in the Bible. And there are some aspects of commonality, and there are some aspects of dissimilarity as well. Now, the dissimilarities are such that one should look at them more closely and then see for ourselves as to whether the statement of one source, one text makes more sense or the other. How shall we be able to come to any decision? Well, most certainly we have to decide that we are trying to understand as to whether a certain text is a book of God or not. And what God says is what seems to be emerging from him. And God cannot express himself in a manner in his books where he is talking about things which are apparently immoral, where his own prophets have done things which do not seem to be acceptable to the ordinary man's conscience and moral law. As I said, the story of Joseph is one beautiful example. We have within the Quran the mention of Moses' story, which is described many a times. We know that the Almighty describes the stories of David and Solomon, of Lot, of Noah. And in none of these stories you would notice that there is any element of objectionable material creeping into it. On the other hand, we know that there are mentions about David, about Lot, about Noah in the Bible, which do not seem to be acceptable to a decent mind because of the kind of immoral and obscene elements that are found therein. Of course, if somebody has already given in to the idea that the entire biblical text is inspired from God, then you at times can accept something which is unacceptable. But if you were to make a comparison and you were to find out as to whether the Quran is from God or not, then most certainly the comparison has to be objective. The comparison has to be done passage by passage and story by story and lesson by lesson. And you would find, when you read the Quran with an open mind, that on the one hand, the book is very consistent in delivering the message that it has set forth for itself. It very consistently talks about the unity and monotheism of God Almighty. It talks about all teachings of morality which are dear to all of us. And on top of that, it gives us a moral law, a Sharia, which is over and above the understanding of ethics and morality that we all have. Moreover, the Quran also gives a very clear guidance that, like all other earlier messengers, Prophet Muhammad, Allah's mercy be on him too, is going to prevail over his enemies, and that is exactly what had happened. All in all, what we find is that the Quran is actually giving a unique message which is different in many ways, and it's also giving a message which is common to the earlier books as well. But the points of commonality and the points of differences are there for us to consider and see for ourselves as to whether it makes sense that the book that was preserved by the Almighty for all times to come, and it is mentioning a clear message which is not inconsistent within the text, whether it is copied by an individual from the earlier books which have their own problems, or is it something which is originally emerging and emanating from God, and it is confirming what the earlier books have already said. May the Almighty open our eyes to the truth that has come down from him, and may he enable us to follow it properly.